Hey, thanks, cool guy. I'm here to talk to you about Crescent Tide cremation services. You know, I talk about Crescent Tide because my mom, she once heard an ad that I made for Crescent Tide where she heard that it's not a full-service funeral home. It's not like a stuffy, formal funeral home type situation. All they do is simple cremations, and they do it at a great price. Simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. So my mom said, you know what? That's what I've always wanted. I've never wanted to have a stuffy funeral home type situation. And I like taking care of things for my kids, and I like having things done my way. So she went in, she pre-planned for a simple cremation. But that's not all they do there. They take care of business for families when a death in the family occurs, perhaps unexpectedly. They will take care of all those details that you didn't know you had to take care of, and they'll do so in a prompt, courteous, professional manner and at the best price around. Check them out today, Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You can use my talk keyword, cremation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hour three of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It's Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, who's out. He'll be back tomorrow with lots of stories from his adventures on Live with Kelly Ripa. This morning, we got Matt Belanger from TV.
Hi.
Five Eyewitness News with me.
Thanks for having me today.
Hey, thank you, Matt.
This has been fun.
This is going to be a very unusual situation because we're both going to agree on a television show, on a series, if you will, that we both found captivating.
Now, listen, did you start watching it? Because I asked you about it, and I think I didn't recommend this to you, and then you started it, did I?
No.
You had started, and I was like, oh.
You might have mentioned it.
I was like, you need to watch
this. A week or so ago. Yeah. And then I have a roommate who watched it.
That's right. You said.
Then I have a friend who told me about it. And then I watched it. You know, I watched the first episode and I went, okay, this, I don't know, this might be cute and light.
Well, let's tell the people what it is.
It is called Baby Reindeer. Mm-hmm. It is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Mike, have you seen it?
I have not, no.
It is unbelievable.
It's really? It's crazy. It is.
It's all over the place.
Layers on layers on layers.
Yes. It is probably number one on Netflix in a number of countries.
Yes.
Right now. It's something that starts out, it's essentially about a guy who's a bartender / comedian who is nice to a customer in his bar.
Who's having a bad day.
He gives her a free cup of tea or something. Yes. Yeah. And she begins to stalk him. He doesn't quite recognize it as stalking in the beginning.
Right.
And then it just
snowballs. It snowballs fast.
Yeah. Like, he's one of those guys. I cried so hard watching this series. Mm-hmm. There's seven episodes. By the time I got to the sixth and seventh, I was just like crying. And I was telling a friend of mine that I was crying. She's like, in what way? In a sad way? And I'm like, it's really hard to explain. I was crying. And I'll tell you exactly what I said to her because I don't know how to really put it into words. But first of all, at first I thought it was a light and somewhat comedic series.
Right, because, you know, maybe with the stalker situation and maybe it can, they could make, you know.
But then things change.
Light.
And you know, it's kind of part biography, part real crime. It's part mystery. It's part finding oneself. And reconciling being a nice and caring person with drawing the line at some point and actually taking care of yourself loving yourself.
That's what struck me. Well, so many things struck me, but that's the thing, is that the whole situation started because the guy just was nice to someone, you know, and there was a little opening there. And then I think we've all felt this in our lives where it's
absolutely.
Like, you know, I don't want to be mean to this person. And, and maybe it's like, oh, you know, they said a little something weird or they did this or this was a little odd, but whatever. But I'm not going to, you know, make a thing out of it. But that, I mean, but that's kind of how this all starts. And then it, boy, does it take twists and turns. Do you want to listen to the first minute of the trailer? Do we have time?
Do we have the trailer?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the first minute I previewed and it's clean. Go ahead.
Sounds good.
I really don't know where it's going to end. I think one of us is going to have to die now.
You say this woman's stalking you?
Yeah, like 6 months maybe.
Why'd it take you so long to report it?
I think she needs help. She comes to my work, my house. She sends me emails, like, all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly threatening.
There's a reason you're keeping her around, and maybe it's what she gives you.
Really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together?
So you're a comedian?
Sort of.
It's not going well.
So is that a question?
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It escalates. Fast.
It is crazy. It's pretty excellent. You know, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. It's shocking. It's funny. It's painful. Mm-hmm. It's devastating. It's mesmerizing.
It's grounded in a real story.
And the guy who stars in it is the creator and the person who this happened to.
Right.
So,
I was like, wait, what? Because you just told me that today. Yeah. And I guess I heard that before, but I didn't really process. And when you watch, it gets to the one scene that we can't tell you about, we don't have a spoiler alert or anything, but like, you'll be like, wow, I mean, that's a moment. One scene toward the end where it all comes out.
Yeah.
The woman who the stalker, if you will, in real life, this person is also looking at doing something.
She's suing. Well, this is, so here's the deal. They they don't want you to Google
her.
Who's the stalker? Who's this person? Because there's another layer that we're not going to tell you about right now, but just know that this is not a family show. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
This
definitely
is
not.
Adult only.
Material.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's some graphic stuff.
Adult themes.
Yes. There's something else that happens unrelated to this.
To her, yeah.
But there's a woman who is getting death threats now because people think that she's the stalker.
Who it's based on, you know.
Right. Right. But during an interview with The Independent, Richard Gadd, who is the actor and the creator of this, whose story this is about, has shared that his stalker had sent him 41,071 emails, 350 hours of voicemails, 744 tweets, 46 Facebook messages, 106 pages of letters, sleeping pills, a woolly hat, a pair of boxer shorts, and a plushy reindeer toy.
One of the things that sucked me into it is just how... that Martha's her name in the show,
yes,
in the movie,
the stalker,
the series, Martha, and just her whole thing, the way she talks, baby reindeer, you know, I mean, just her whole element, her approach, and then what you learn about her later about how meticulous she is, and how
diabolical
that it wasn't just all by accident.
No.
You know, kind of later you learn some things that you go, wow. I mean, it's just, there are moments where you will literally say out loud as you watch this, like, whoa.
Yeah.
You will go, whoa. And so anyway, yes, highly recommend.
It's pretty crazy. Baby Reindeer. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. All I can say is wowzers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's heavy.
But you're going to want to keep going. Like, we could not stop watching. Same. It was one of those. It was like, we've got to do one more episode.
Totally. Yeah. Agreed. Mm. Okay, we agree on something. This is crazy.
Write it down.
Write it down.
It's the first time that's happened.
Baby reindeer. When we come back, Maddie B has a story on why it's so good that we did the big climb.
Yes.
We'll get to that according to a new study when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Hey guys, it's Donna for Bradshaw and Bryant Law Firm. Looks like motorcycle season is just about here. So this is a good time to remind drivers, be careful out there. Make sure you see motorcyclists. I didn't realize this until talking to Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant, but motorcycle insurance does not include personal injury protection coverage. Crazy, right? But it's also why if you are a motorcyclist who's been injured as the result of another driver's negligence, it's really important to get a hold of an attorney with specific experience and knowledge in this area. You know, somebody who's going to know the motorcycle traffic laws, someone who's great at presenting evidence in court to a potentially biased jury, someone who has dealt with complicated accident cases. It doesn't cost you anything to inquire. So get a hold of Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant, and you've got nothing to lose. So you'll find him very easily at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening, you guys. It's Donna and Steve. Without Steve, he's not here.
That's okay.
He's like killing it on TV.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Yeah.
Proud of him.
We're getting some emails. We'll get to those in a moment. But first, back to the show, Maddie B from TV.
Woohoo! Studies have shown that the microbes.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
So basically, D-Val, just so you're aware, you know, for when you're trying to figure out, you know, your Christmas card list and what kind of gift you're going to get me and things. I basically helped to save your life by having you do the big climb with me this year.
Oh, really?
No, this caught my eye. There's
God, that was tough.
Well,
but for a great cause, and yes, I would do it again.
$330,000 and climbing, no pun intended. That all of you helped us raise for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
That's
by the way,
incredible.
Plus, wasn't it cool to be inside US Bank Stadium,
yeah,
like off hours, kind
yes,
of like
got
behind
to be on
the 50
yard line. Then we got to go to see the locker room.
Yeah, you yes, because you were a big time fundraiser, so you got
Thank
to do
you.
The little behind the scenes
yes,
locker room action.
It was great.
It did feel like it was never going to end. Because you tried to tell people that I didn't do the climb, and I did the climb. And I did the longer
uncertain.
Version.
I was uncertain.
Well, Steve was throwing me under the bus, but
I was uncertain. I'm like, I don't think so. I thought you and I were doing it together. That's how you sold it.
Well.
And then it was kind of a bait and sitch.
I bamboozled.
Switch situation.
Bamboozled you.
You no, did. But I'm and glad. Then I couldn't walk for 3 days.
That's
and
fine. That's fine.
How are you? How are your calves?
You know what got me was the calves, and it wasn't like my quads or anything. It was the calf muscles.
Same.
Because it's the toes. You're going up and down the stairs at the stadium. If you don't know what we're talking
right.
about, it was this fundraiser called the Big Climb at the home of the Minnesota Vikings there, US Bank Stadium, and it was a fundraiser for LLS or the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Right.
Wonderful cause. A lot of us have connections or know people battling blood cancers. And anyway, I bamboozled Donna into doing it with
yep.
me, and Team My Talk showed up in a big way, and we were very thankful for all of our listeners who
yes,
came out.
Yes, thank you again.
Yes, it was amazing. So anyway, I saw this headline, and choosing to take the stairs in your daily life, you know, just not just once, but like every time you bump into it versus the elevator,
do
just
it.
Say,
get
I'm going to do the stairs.
Yeah.
It can actually reduce the risk of early death by 24%.
That's pretty significant.
A quarter.
I have to say, when I sit around too much,
you feel it.
I don't feel great. I don't like that. I think the more you sit around and don't move, the less likely you are to get up and move. And that is very bad for you, for your heart, you know, for your muscles. You don't want your muscles to like atrophy.
Yeah. And the thing
you lose, you know, muscle mass.
Yes. And it's, and it doesn't have to be some like grueling, diabolical, you know, tough mutter level, you know, exertion here. Literally, yes, go for that walk. You've been, you were doing that for a good stretch in the mornings, right?
Yes, with my neighbors. Yeah. And then I bought a bike.
Ooh, I didn't know
and
that.
And so, yeah, so I went on a 6-mile bike ride the day after the big climb. And because I was using different muscles. I'm like, you know what? I can't
spread the love around here.
I can't walk or walk down a flight of stairs right now, but I think I could ride a bike.
Yeah.
And I did, and it was great.
See, and you, and now you're better off for it because you're a little bit stronger. So anyway, this study looked at like 500,000 people, and it concluded that if you, in your general day-to-day, if you just consciously always choose the stairs, which isn't that much harder. Now, obviously, if you have the need to use...
You know, if you're on the 15th floor, we get it. You got to get to work on time.
Yeah. But if you can, choosing to take the stairs, if it is that something you're able to do, that is that's going to help you out in a big way. 39% less likely to die from cardiovascular disease, folks who took the stairs. 24% less likely to die from any other cause. So, I mean, it just... It's one of those reminders that the little choices that we all make every day can really add up in a big way. Because I think a lot of people hesitate and they're like, I just can't see myself like running the marathon or this. And so they just, you know, you just kind of give up a little. Don't do that. Just take that first step. And then every other step after that's a little bit better. And but thank you for coming to the big climb with me.
Thank you for having me. Good day.
Okay.
You know what we should do right now?
What?
Let's go do this. Email from Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Great hearing Matt and your thoughts on Baby Reindeer. That series was absolutely crazy. Sherry says, OMG, my friend and I started watching the other night. We could not stop. Creepy and fascinating. Mm-hmm. The acting by both main characters was outstanding.
Yeah.
It was completely unusual. That Martha. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two are going to be nominated.
Totally.
I mean, so good. So, so good. Another person says Steve looks like a giant next to Kelly Ripa.
She is very small, and he is, you know, he's not like abnormally large, but he's a bigger guy.
Mark Consuelos is like 5'7 or 5'8.
Right.
So he's not tall,
Steve's
so you probably don't
right?
notice the difference. Yes.
Yeah, so, and Kelly Ripa's like, what, 5'4 or something? Like,
she's tiny, teeny, tiny, and she's like baby clothes tiny, like Kristen Chenoweth kind of tiny. He is doing a great job so far. This is Steve. I'm sorry, this is your Steve on Kelly correspondent. Thank you, Sarah.
I sent you the screen grab. One listener sent and put on Steve's post about him getting to go on the show, and on Steve's post about getting to do this co-hosting today, they go, I'm so excited for Matt. And Steve saw that and laughed at it.
Oh my God.
And they're like, don't worry, Steve, I'm going to still watch, but it's going to be after I listen to Donna and Matt.
That was funny.
So thank you. I appreciate that. Hair flip.
Sarah also said, just saw a clip of Steve on the show. What does he have on his feet? And has Kelly always been that tiny?
What was he wearing? Did we see? I got to figure that out.
I don't know.
Did he have weird shoes on, like high tops or something?
Probably.
Trying to look all trendy.
Lori says, my husband and I like Jelly Roll. We're going to see him at the Iowa State Fair in August because we were talking about Jelly Roll earlier. And I don't know what this means. Just read in Time Magazine 100 Most Influential Edition that when Anderson Cooper co-hosted with Kelly on Live, it took him days to come up with enough material for the 15-minute opening. I'm nervous.
Ooh.
I think we're past that point now, so no worries there.
It happened.
Rocco's coming in next, and we're going to play a little game.
Hey there, it's Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I wouldn't talk about it if it didn't work for me. It did. I lost about 25 or 30 pounds in just 2 months. It was about this time last year. I had spring break with my family, and I said, that will be the last time I
eat all these terrible foods all the time and drink all these things that I know are making me chubby. I know are making me look bad in the mirror, look bad in photos. I got to change the way I do things. I need help. The doctor and his team at MNFatLoss.com helped me. I think they can help you too. You don't have to eat prepackaged foods. You don't have to give up foods you actually like. I still continue to eat foods that I like and I keep those pounds off. You don't have to take weird drugs. You don't have to do surgery. You just have to sort of learn some good things about food and eating, and they will teach you at MNFatLoss.com. Guess what else? Mention my name. For a limited time, you could save $200.
Navian has taken.
Good morning. It is the final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and Steve's in New York. And hi. Maddie B from TV is here. Boy, we were being a little hypercritical of his outfit, which is not very nice.
I just thought it was an interesting choice. I thought he looked beautiful.
Well, he does. He looks great.
He's just so much taller than Kelly Ripa.
He does look like a giant next to her, like, because Mark Consuelos, again, is like 5'8".
Yeah.
She's tiny. That's so hilarious to me.
He does look gigantic next to her. But it's all about perspectives and just with the way the camera and everything. And, you know, it's her show, so they make her look good. But he just looks... And also because his chair is a little bit... That's an optics thing. Like, the chair that's closer to the camera, that person always looks a little bigger. Even more so than they really are, because they're just closer to the lens kind of a thing. So he's got that working against him too, where he just looks like the jolly green Midwestern giant.
Anyway.
I love him. He's doing great. He's doing great.
He's amazing. Yeah. We're so lucky to have Steve.
Yeah, I love him. And I'm grateful when he's out, because I get to come play.
It's
been a lot of fun today, Donna. Thank you. Aww. I am still reveling in the fact that I actually won a game.
You did great.
And Mariah, how could you not get Mariah Carey? Come on.
I don't know, dude. I'm not a huge fan.
No. I want to know what love is.
I do too.
And I want you to show me.
Did you guys watch the Wolves game on Friday night?
They are rocking it.
I watched the entire game from start to finish.
Wait, the Friday? Because they had one last night.
No, I watched the Friday one.
Well, last night they did it.
Did they win the series again?
They swept. Yeah. The Suns, right? It was in Phoenix.
Yep.
Yes.
And they took the series. Do you know it's the first time in 20 years?
That's amazing.
Minnesotans are patient and determined fans. And boy, here we finally done it. They swept that series. And so they're going on to the second series.
That's
here.
Crazy. And Charles Barkley, who I guess is a big critic of the Wolves, at least their trade for Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
Gobert. Raved about the Wolves after the broadcast of last night's game, game four. So yay.
Yeah, they're really on a roll. And the Twins are doing really well right now.
They are?
Two. Yeah.
Great. Look at us go.
Gosh, what did they just win a series or let me find it here.
I gotta get Grant in here.
They are on a seven game winning streak. Which is about dang time, because the start of the season was horrible. So yeah, they're finally getting the bats going. They're finally playing really well.
Yes.
They've scored 27 runs the last two games, and 31 runs in the entire series against the Angels.
Fantastic.
Slugging it out, D-Val.
Wow.
So
that feels good.
I think you need to change the soup segment to "Let's guess that smell."
All right, let's see, Mike. What are you getting tones of?
Are you getting flavors?
Ooh, I didn't know we were doing this. Hold on, let me.
We just making.
It's just
it up
coming
on the fly.
Into the room here. I mean, so every day at this time we start to smell the cafeteria.
It's something very basic, I think.
I'm still getting some crustacean vibes in here because Rocco just left.
And I think you have different ventilation on the other side of the double plated glass where they keep you over there.
That's true.
You said cabbage vibes, huh?
Maybe not cabbage.
I'm getting like a stir fry y broccoli.
Yeah,
maybe like a fried rice, like leftovers.
Maybe that's what we're smelling.
Repurposing.
Is the soup.
I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
I love soup.
Not yet. Oh, she's like, no.
Did you guys see the footage of? We can link this up, Mike.
It's already posted. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Nebraska and Iowa got slammed by tornadoes over the weekend, and some storm chasers posted some crazy footage of one crossing a highway. I didn't realize these were storm chasers. I'm like, why are you driving toward it?
Yeah.
It ends this particular piece of footage ends with them finding an overturned semi truck. They got out of the car. They ran over to the semi. The driver was okay.
Wow.
But I don't want to live somewhere like that.
Well,
I'm terrified of like natural disaster.
Listen, I mean, we get these kinds of storms here. I mean, we're not in Tornado Alley, but we have tornadoes here.
We've had them, yes.
Yeah, it happens. I mean,
I know New York has gotten earthquakes. I mean, what is happening?
I know.
It was a rough weekend overall. That was right away to start the week over through Nebraska and those areas in Iowa. And then just last night, Oklahoma. Some horrible tornadoes.
Man.
Actually, 4 dead from those. So just a sad time.
I can't imagine your home. You know how you see the aerial image, almost become numb to it a little,
yeah,
because we see it so often, and it's like, oh, here's the aerial footage of the neighborhood, and every house is just in little pieces everywhere.
It's so sad.
But can you imagine, like right now, wherever you are, can you imagine going home
and your home
and
is
your
gone.
Home is and your all your personal effects and things, you know, all your little photos and everything, it's just sprinkled around the neighborhood. I mean, how
devastating.
Horrible is that? I can't. It's hard to wrap your mind around.
Well, and
around.
Then, you know, they're hopefully nobody was in the homes when this happened. And hopefully your pets, you know,
that's my worst.
House.
That's my worst nightmare is like something's going on and I'm not home and they're like in the crates and I can't save them. That's like things that just break my heart.
Oh. Me too. I know. But your babies are fine.
I know everybody's okay. It is an important reminder to stay weather aware. I mean, we are entering severe weather season here. So just, you know, just stay aware and have a plan. I think that's the most important thing is to have that plan. Talk with your family, know where you're going to go, get what you need to get it ready before the storm comes. There you go.
Love it. Okay, let's do this.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
And now back to the fun.
It's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Gary is Brian.
Hey,
buddy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
How about those twins, huh?
How about those twins?
And the Timberwolves.
And the Wolves.
Yeah,
all kinds of fun sport ball. What's in the crock pot today?
Stay awake for that.
Anyway. What do you got cooking there, boss?
I got what do you want first, the soup?
Well, we're guessing the smell of the lunch. That's our new thing.
Yeah, I can't tell. It's probably chicken.
It's wafting up the vents. I said I'm getting like a stir-fry flavor.
Well, I'm making some stuff tomorrow. That's probably what you got going on.
Well, what is it?
Can you today is chicken, Chipotle chicken taco salad.
Mm, yep.
Yum.
And then chicken, rice, and veggie soup.
Okay.
Yum.
And then
yum.
I got a homemade marinara cooking for tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's probably what you got wafting.
That's the nice smell.
All right.
Donna thought she smelled cabbage. It's fine.
There's no.
No cabbage. Okay. And Matt
maybe,
thought it was.
Maybe that's just Matt.
I thought it was. It probably is. It's been a long morning. 2 o'clock was a long time ago.
And it's hot in here. Is it air
is.
Working?
We're marinating.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks,
yeah,
Brian.
We'll see you.
Bye.
See you later.
Thank you for having me today, Diva.
Oh,
I appreciate
thank
that.
You so much.
Maybe I'll come back again sometime.
I would love that.
I would love that.
Mike, great job today.
Woo. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to take off, I guess. Want to go get some cabbage? There's no cabbage.
It's chicken and rice
right,
or whatever.
Fine. All right, we're going to go. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Steve is going to have a full recap of his time with Kelly Ripa today.